Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, April 27th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Believers respond to the train crash in North Korea. A missions agency observes need at a religious festival in India. And building Jerusalem with Bibles, church leaders from Colorado and Colombia look to the future. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, international help is coming following a devastating train crash in North Korea last week. While some relief efforts are stymied by North Korea's refusal to allow aid supplies to cross land borders, International Aid's Miles Fish says,
"We have a shipment en route to North Korea right now that contains all of the equipment necessary to outfit a hospital for North Korea. And we are in communication with a partner agency who is on site in North Korea right now, who is trying to coordinate some disaster relief assistance for the victims of the train crash."
North Korea is notably hostile to believers. So as for outreach, Fish says it's a process.
First of all, trying to establish relationships with people. They will not know necessarily that the hospital itself is being supported by a Christian organization, but in that kind of an environment, it's our hope that we'll be able to establish the relationships and eventually have the opportunity, because of those relationships, to share our faith in Christ.
Meanwhile, India's Madhya Pradesh state is the site of one of the largest human congregations in the world. Pilgrims have gathered for a religious fair that ends on May 4th. Southern Baptist International Mission Board's Eric Bridges files this report.
This year's Kumbh is a bit smaller, but it's still visible from orbiting satellite photos taken hundreds of miles up, as throngs of pilgrims, gurus, hermits, and holy men press in to bathe in the sacred Sipra River, which flows from the Ganges. They believe a holy dip in the waters will wash away their sins and purify their hearts. Swamis of every description set up camp with their followers, competing over countless loudspeakers with chants and sermons for the faithful. It may be only a ritual or an outing for some, but millions believe they are finding mercy. They are the millions who need the mercy of Christ. In Ujjain, India, this is Eric Bridges reporting.
You're listening to Mission Network News. World Vision is traveling to the western provinces of Afghanistan to distribute food aid to some 37,000 Afghan schoolchildren. Some 5,000 tons of food will be taken to the needy children that participate in the Food for Education program. This program was established 3 years ago by the United States and encourages parents to send their children to school to receive a proper education. World Vision, who's seeking to meet spiritual and physical needs, is working to train 675 teachers there, building 5 new schools in the area. Next, a recent vision trip to Colombia created a bond between two church bodies. Open Doors Latin America director Richard Luna says a delegation of church leaders from Colorado adopted Colombia's church and went to see how they could best help.
This is an impact that's for the nation of Colombia, for the city of Denver. And as that multiplies, that's the bread and the fish. And when the Lord multiplies that bread and the fish, I think in a sense the Lord is raising up Colombia with an incredible testimony. Separate from that, the Lord has placed in these pastors in Denver the possibility of expressing unity in mission.
Luna explains why this trip embodies the spirit of encouragement.
I think worse than suffering is to suffer alone. Presence is a ministry on its own. Even that is enough. But with their coming, you know, if Nehemiah built Jerusalem with brick and mortar, these pastors are building Jerusalem with Bibles.
And more Filipinos are being touched with the gospel message. Far East Broadcasting Company is receiving positive feedback from listeners who now pick up the Philippines DZAS station online. Some FEBC listeners from other faiths are even tuning into the programs to gain a better understanding of the Word of God. The love of Christ is also being shown to the Ilonggo tribe in Central Luzon this month as FEBC and its partners are distributing radios and providing medical services in the area. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. And while you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a sacrificial story of the work of the Indian Nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Ruth Bliss.